Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Let me ask you, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race?
Yeah, I mean white, Caucasian, or black, or African-American, or Hispanic, Latino?
I am Latino and black.
All right, thank you so much. And what is your age?
25.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
50-50.
Thank you so much. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections and less important, or about the same?
Oh, it's more important. It's more important.
And do you think is that much more important or somewhat more important?
This is much more important.
Thank you so much. And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are more important than usual?
We have a lady, a woman. A woman for president. That's new.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And now thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, I am dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
I don't know. I cannot say.
All right. No, don't worry. Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Worse. Worse every day.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and president. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Is a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's someone important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. And the first one says fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
Thank you. Taking greater action to combat climate change, making us less dependent on fossil fuels, and building a clean energy future?
Well, it depends on how they're going to do that. So I would say 7.
All right, thank you. And investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages for home care workers?
10, 10, 10.
Thank you so much. And fighting back against racism and discrimination?
Man, we might live with that for the rest of our lives. 10. Very important.
Thank you so much. And reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold back cops accountable?
10. Everybody should be held accountable for their actions.
Thank you for that. And creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness?
10. What Tupac say? We got money for war, but can't feed the poor.
Thank you. And the last one for this part, ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
Only if that means that everyone that votes, the vote is one per person. One vote, one person. So I don't know, that is very important. 10.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? In this case, you may choose two. And the first one says, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, stopping a hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. You may choose to. I'm sorry?
Hold on. Okay, so the second one about the government and the rollbacks and stuff like that, that should cover everyone, not just women or a certain type of race. So the government rolling back on whatever. And then, I don't know. It's so much.
If you want, I can read again all the options here, and you can tell me why or which.
That's what you think. You think the white supremacy? Then the white supremacy.
Oh, the white supremacy. Okay, thank you. All right, he's here. Thank you so much. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. And the first one is Donald Trump.
Fifty.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
'Democrats
in Congress? I'm sorry.
Oh, Democrats in Congress. 70.
70, thank you. Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't know who that is. 0.
All right, well, thank you. And Barack Obama?
50.
Thank you. J.D. Vance?
A 0.
Thank you so much. Cornel West?
70.
So, thank you. And Kamala Harris?
50.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Cornel West.
West. All right, thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
A Democrat.
Thank you. And as you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. And the first one is, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
I agree.
And is that strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Thank you. And the next one says, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people.
Disagree.
And is that somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. And just before to continue, let me tell you, we have completed the 61% of the survey. I really thank you so much for your time, and I will try to be the briefly possible. Now, I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. And the first one says, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Do you think that Harris or Trump can do it better?
Shit, I don't know what that lady can do. I'm undecided. I can pick it. Undecided.
All right. Thank you. And, well, the next one says, improving K-12 public schools education. Do you think that Harris or Trump can do this better?
I'm going to go with Harris.
I'm sorry?
Harris.
Harris, and do you think that Harris can do it much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And fixing the immigration system?
Trump.
And do you think that is, Trump somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. And implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them?
I'm neutral. I don't know. No.
All right. Thank you. And the last one for this part, maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women. Do you think that Harris or Trump can do this better?
Probably Harris would do much better.
Much better. All right. Thank you so much. And next, I am going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out a vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not a little convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first one says, while corporations are raking in record profits and raising their prices, too many Americans are struggling to get by, and instead of being focused on stopping corporations from price gouging to bring down costs, too many elected leaders are working to protect the big corporate special interests who finance their campaigns. It's time we use our political power to demand that the politicians trying to get our votes put forward a plan to stop price gouging and bring down the cost of everyday goods so that more working people can get ahead. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
I'm going to give it a 4.
Thank you. And the next one says, racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities and the future of our children. It's threatening all the advancements our community has fought for so long. And we can stand by as they try to take us backwards. We most support candidates who will make fighting hate groups a top priority and who will work to protect voting rights and diversity policies that help us address the impact of racism in this country. It's our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
6.
Thank you. And the last one for this, our country has gone through so much in the last few years. Our rights are being rolled back. Racial discrimination and division is on the rise, and political violence is growing. We need a fresh start, a reset, a change from the same old leaders and old ideas and rhetoric. And for the first time in a long time, we have a chance for that. We can vote for change now. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous election, less important, or about the same?
It's more important.
And is that much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Thank you so much. I am going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. And the first one is YouTube.
I've used YouTube every day.
All right. Thank you. And Twitter?
Oh, I don't use X.
Thank you. Instagram?
I use it.
Thank you. TikTok?
A little bit, yeah.
Thank you. Facebook?
Yep.
All right, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
From college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, or single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm single.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Would you describe it as urban, suburban, or rural?
I live in a hood. No, I'm just playing. It's urban.
All right. Thank you so much. And aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Use what service?
How often would you say you attend a church or religious services?
Oh.
Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Every week.
Every week, thank you. And this is the last question. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you so much. And, well, this is the last question. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, a student, or homemaker?
I'm employed.
Employed. Thank you so much. And that way we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And hope you have a wonderful night.
You as well.
Thank you. Goodbye.